Hi, it's Dave C. for the Stevens Media Group. This is Pinktober, and Pinktober, of course, as you probably are aware, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're interviewing people who have organizations that help women. One in eight women, I heard the statistic last week, are affected by this disease. Holly is here from Good Shepherd, Holly Harnsberger. I hope I said your name right, Holly.
I did.
And tell us the full name of Good Shepherd.
We are the Good Shepherd Community Clinic.
What does the Good Shepherd Community Clinic do, Holly?
We see patients who are of low income, who may be in need of health care. Typically the working poor here in Ardmore we see a lot of.
Right.
And we do most of their primary care. We see obstetrics, so prenatal, pediatrics. We also now accept Medicare and Medicaid.
That's fantastic.
It's really great for the community.
Yeah. So you guys obviously are involved with Pinktober. Yes. How are you involved?
We are hosting a free mammogram day on Thursday, October 26th this year.
Fantastic. Wow. And this is the type of procedure that if you don't have health care, I would imagine is extremely expensive.
It does get very pricey, yes. Yeah. And we're offering this for income eligible women ages 40 to 65 who are without health insurance coverage.
Okay, so how do you take advantage of this?
You can visit the clinic on that day. We're going to be handing out vouchers for mammograms from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we know that the mammogram process is not exciting. Women don't typically look forward to it, but we do try to make it fun. We give education, we give some breast exams, and we also give some goodies out to some of the participants.
Okay, well, so that's October 26th. How do people get in touch with Good Shepherd?
They can call us at the clinic anytime at 580-223-3411.
Thank you so much to Holly for coming in. The website, if you would like to contact Good Shepherd Community Center, is buildinghealthypeople.org. Once again, that's buildinghealthypeople.org. This is Dave C. for the Stevens Media Group.